It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me right now over the telephone, as she does a couple times a week, I have State Representative Christine Watkins with our legislative update. About three different bills that we want to talk about. We're going to touch briefly on one about social media that's out there. Then they passed a couple of bills, House Bill 301, which is going to give us a little bit of relief at the pump, and then House Bill 360, which is all about unclaimed property. Representative Watkins, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Well, thanks for having me.
How are things going in cold Salt Lake City this morning?
Well, it's cold and snowy, and we have busy days. We are working on passing bills or not, because we have some that get killed. But we're busy up here. Oh, my goodness, it's sometimes hard to keep track of everything.
Well, let's dive right in. And you said you didn't want to spend, we'll talk more in depth on this about at a later date, but let's talk a little about this social media bill that's out there.
Great. It's called Social Media Usage Amendments, and it does have a companion bill that's coming from the Senate, but I'll wait till it gets here before we talk about that one. But what this bill does is it's trying to empower parents to safeguard their kids on social media and to fight back against these addictive algorithms and hold social media companies responsible for damages. And by the damages, it's what it does to our kids. And so the biggest thing is it gives a private right of action so that any person, parents, can collect attorney fees and damages from a social media company for harm incurred when they violated the requirements of this act. And so it's that's a big deal, because right now you can't do that. And so, and then it just establishes a legal presumption that social media is harmful for kids under 18. They may or may not have done it on purpose, but it's addictive. Now, we know if you go anywhere, even adults are on their phones, social media, all types of different social media, and you know they're proving that this is messing with our kids' brains, and then it also created a an online the portal where the parents have to approve their kids going on to social media. So it's going to kind of go after them, and it hasn't passed the Senate yet, but since they sent one our way, I think it probably will pass, but we'll wait and see. And I know a lot of people are like, yeah, I know my kids are out there on this stuff. Sometimes how do I prevent them from getting some places that I don't want them to be. So, and what can I do if it really does harm kids? And so that private right of action is really critical.
All right. So we'll keep an eye out for that one. And when we get a little bit more movement on it, we'll talk some more about it. Let's jump in and talk about House Bill 301. And this is a little bit of a relief at the pump.
Right. And the tax on our fuels has gone up faster than what they expected it to do. And, of course, everything in the world right now is different than what we expected it to be. And so this will cut 2 cents a gallon off of any of our motor fuels. And it will also increase vehicle registration fees, and it imposes a tax on the sale of electricity for electric vehicle charging. So everybody's going to feel something somewhere. And so that $5 registration fee, and all of this starts in fiscal year of 2024, will raise $5 when you go in. And same with the 2 cents. And the interesting part, I think this is run by leadership, so I know it's going to pass. For the fiscal year 2024, it will cut in this area taxes by $35,400,000. And in the year 2025, it'll cut it by $31,400,000. $300,000. And so I think this is a good bill. It passed, I think, almost unanimously. If there were any no's, it was just one or two. And so it's another way of cutting taxes and helping people out at the pump. And then also for all the electric vehicles that are out there, it does impose a tax on them, but it's also to help with keeping our roads maintained.
So we'll keep an eye out and see. That sounds like it's a lot of help, and as you said, it's a tax cut. So
yes,
there's some help right there, as always.
And right now, we're still waiting on a lot of the tax cuts. I almost have to watch the news to see all the things that are being talked about. But we have caucus today again, so we'll hopefully be hearing more about what they want to do.
All right. And then we'll wrap up talking about this one, House Bill 360, unclaimed property. And you and I have talked about the unclaimed property before. And like I said this morning, I'm never lucky enough to ever have any. But they're going to do something about that, aren't they?
Right, right. And this is, a life insurance policy that maybe somebody, your parents had, and they passed away, and the company couldn't find you. So they send it to the state, and it goes into this fund. Maybe you had money in the bank, and the bank decides, we haven't seen you for quite a while. Maybe, where are you? And they send it to the state. So some people have a chunk of change in there, and some just have a couple of hundred. So what this bill will do, it will allow the Utah State Tax Commission to hook up with the unclaimed property administrator for the state. And when you file your taxes, they will reach out and look to see if you have any money in that pot over there. And you don't have to file for it. If it's under $2,000, they'll just grab it and send it back to you. And so I just think it's great because they say it's easy to get it, but I'm telling you, if you go on there, you have to prove who you are, et cetera, et cetera, and it's not quite as easy. And some people, when I've reached out to them and said, hey, you've got money there, they go, okay, all right, I'll think about it. So it's one way. We have more money in that coffer than should be. We need to get that money back to people. So if you want to know if you have money, just go to mycash.utah.gov, and you can see if you've got that money there. And so anyway, I thought this was a great way to get money back to people.
And start the process of getting that money back to you. So, all right, well, you said you've got a meeting to be in, so we're going to let you go. We'll talk again later on in the week, but thank you so much for taking out the time and talking to us this morning.
Well, thank you, and have a great day.
You as well. Once again, that is Representative Christine Watkins up at the state capitol getting ready for the day to start. We're over halfway through the legislative session. Won't be much longer now. And you know what? They'll be wrapped up there. So for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.